And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Wake up with the dawning of each day that passes by, and listen to the sound upon my ear. I can't help but keep a watch toward the eastern sky, and I wonder if the trumpet will be the next sound that I hear. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children home. How I long to see His face and touch His nail-scarred hands. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. My trials here below fade away when I remember His last word. He said He'd return to take His children home, and I'm longing just to look upon the face of my Lord. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children home. How I long to see His face and touch His nail-scarred hands. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again.
What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. How true that is, friend. If you don't know the Lord, today would be a terrible, terrible day for Him to come. But if you know Him, and I'm glad I do know Him, it'd be a wonderful day, a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. I used to hear folks say that, and I think they are absolutely lost their mind, and they're not looking forward to death and dying and the coming of the Lord. But the older I get and the closer home I get, the more I mean that from the depth of my heart. I'd look forward to the coming of the Lord today, and I mean that. When I go into the hospital, I tell them I'm a DNR. That means do not resuscitate. I don't want to delay my leaving here 1 minute. When God's ready for me to go, I'm ready to go. And I've had doctors tell me, well, you're young. I'm not young. I'll be 64 years old around July the 30th. And you know, folk, I just rejoice in the Lord because He's been good to me. He supplied every need I've ever had, and seems like been under attack by the devil for a long time, health-wise, for a long time. 1985, diagnosed with an advanced stage melanoma that the doctors said they couldn't stop, and they could not stop it. They did surgery, but they can't heal. I've had 20-some-odd surgeries over the years, and now they're telling me I've got a significant tear in my left rotator cuff. And, you know, but God's got this, folk. I am blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. And I'm not complaining a bit. God's got it. And I'm not worrying about it. I can't tell you don't think about it. I'm human. But I'm telling you, God's got it all under control. In the hospital for a few days back in February, and the bill was almost $28,000. God's got it. Don't have to worry about it. And you know what? As far as I know, the hospital has never, my wife and I have had over around $500,000 of doctor bills since 1985, and they've never had to mark off a penny. And there's never been a benefit gospel singing for us. And I was trying to think, churches may have taken up a love offering or two for us. Actually, the churches haven't, but I think a Sunday school class or two have. And God's always take care of it. Isn't that amazing? God has been better than good to us. And he's still going to be, and he has been. He's always supplied our need according to his riches and glory. And I rejoice today over the goodness of God. Well, if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps you live in the Asheville area and you'd like to go to church with us, we'd love to have you. Give me a call, and I can give you directions, information, if you'd like to know. And that number is 828-778-3350. That's 828-778-3350. Love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. You can find me on Facebook, just Roger Boone, Weaverville, North Carolina. And also, you can send us email at It's Gospel Time. Three words, It's Gospel Time, ItsGospelTime. Have to put all that together into one word, lowercase, at yahoo.com. And if you'd like to have a book that my wife wrote, it's called A Mama's Dream, then simply send $10. Make sure we can read where you want the book mailed to, and she'll sign it. We'll mail it right out to you by the good old U.S. Postal Service and get it mailed to you. And but we'd love to hear from you. Know that you're listening. And we appreciate all of our listeners, all of you that listen. If you believe in the power of prayer, please pray for me and our family and this ministry. We'd appreciate it. On April the 22nd, been on the radio 29 years. That's our anniversary date. April 22nd, 1989, the very first It's Gospel Time radio program went on the radio, and it was a Saturday, and it's at 12 noon, the very first. We was on one time a week, and now we're on six times a week, and God has blessed. All right, we got to move along, getting into some scripture reading found in the book of Esther, chapter 2. Esther, chapter 2. We'll begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Follow along with us.
After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Hegi the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. And let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now, in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter.
There's been millions made just like me, but no two are quite the same. Each of us have stories of the lives that we've seen changed. I rolled off the printing press 8 years ago last June, and someone with the Gideons placed me in this hotel room. They slid me in this table drawer between two double beds. Most often I'm forgotten, but sometimes I do get read. There have been hundreds, even thousands, who have passed a glance at me. But the ones who took my words to heart are now forever free. The power that's within me is available to all. So when some stranger picks me up, I'm there to heed the call. The answers you are seeking for today and evermore are pressed upon my pages. I'm the Bible in the drawer. There was a man from Indiana, lost in drugs and deep despair. He had just about hit bottom when he saw me laying there. Picked me up and started reading, found his place in heaven's plan. The next morning when he checked out, he walked out a different man. A young runaway from Dallas who had stopped in for the night. Out of money, food, and options when she saw me in the light. Jesus offered her the peace that she had craved but never found. Called home and soon her mom and dad and she were Texas bound. A brand new story walks into my room most every night. And the words of Jesus' love are here in red and black and white. Whatever you are seeking, I have just the answer for. It's pressed upon my pages, I'm the Bible in the drawer. Pressed upon my pages, I'm the Bible in the drawer.
That's a farmhand. It's called the Bible in the drawer. Did you listen close to that? How many times over the years have you been in a motel room, you've got out that good old Bible there left by the Gideons, and you've read it? I've used it in motel rooms. I've used it in hospital lobbies or waiting rooms. I've used it in the patient rooms. And, hey, that's a good song by the Farmhands. It's called The Bible in the Drawer. Hope you enjoyed that right here on It's Gospel Time. Listen.
There was a man, his name was Paul. Preached God's word and he gave his all. When the time came to leave this place, these are the words, oh Paul would say. I fought a good fight, not kept the faith. Victory's mine, I've run this race, and I shall see him face to face. I fought a good fight, not kept the faith. Words old Paul would say, I fought a good fight, not kept the faith. Victory's mine, I've run this race, and I shall see him face to face. I fought a good fight, not kept the faith. I fought a good fight, not kept the faith. Victory's mine, I've run this race, and I shall see him face to face. I fought a good fight.
How about you, friend? Can you say you fought a good fight and you kept the faith? Well, I hope you can say that. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come right back in here with some more great gospel music. I hope you'll stay around because we'll be back right after this.